And he says, "You're 10 days too late." And I said, "Oh, really?" And, well, anyway, he checked and called me back in. He said, since I had made such good grades, that he's going to let me do student teaching. But I had to take, I think it was 4 education courses at the time of student teaching in order to earn my teaching credential. Oh, my God. How hard I worked, you know. I'd have to do my student, my lesson planning for my student teaching, and do all my studying for those education courses. Mm-hmm. Those take the same time.
Where did you student teach?
I taught first half of the semester at Fremont. Mm-hmm. I had a real old lady. Her name's Miss Baker. Was my teacher. And then the second semester I taught Minigan. I guess. Calling. I was 41 years old, and I got an application through the principal and the teacher that I was student teaching under had recommended me. I filled out the application, and in a couple of weeks I got a telegram from the Long Beach board that I was hired as a teacher. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it, because all the young ones out there, they hire a 41-year-old woman, you know. I'm 71 today. And so then a lot of the others had done their student teaching out there and were desperately trying to get a job anywhere. And they never could understand how I got a teaching job in Long Beach. I thought 4 years and I went to real estate.
That year you did your student teaching, were the temporary buildings up?
Pardon?
Were the temporary buildings up at school at all, that first
no,
you were doing
no,
your
no.
student teaching?
No, see, I was never on the on the big campus, never. So that was the year I started teaching school. In fact, I probably had nothing very much to do with the university until... I decided I'd give them the money for that child development center, and then I became active out there again.
It's a wonderful place, the child development center.
Yeah. Dr. Horn's really proud of it. You been in it?
Both my children have been
Oh, your children? Mm-hmm. Well, so you're a married woman going to school too?
Divorced.
How old are your children? In fact, I had always planned just to leave my money to a student education loan program out there. I don't have particular relatives to leave my money to. And so I thought, well, Russ Gaver told me, you know, that they wanted it so badly. And I said, how much do you want to make me for? He said, well, I was thinking about $10,000. So I came home to bed that night, and I thought... They said it would cost $250,000 to build it. I believe I'll build it. I just believe I will. And so I called Russ and told him, and immediately I was invited out to have lunch. And Dr. Horn, 3 of us had lunch in his office. I remember, and I told him I would give the money. Well, I did. I gave the property. And I deeded the property to the university, and then I sold the property for the university to raise the money. So I never thought too much about it. Well, I might as well give it, you know. And I didn't know it was going to be such a big splash of publicity about it, you know. And so I just didn't think anything about it. So one day I was going past there, I was going heading for the market. And I looked over there and I thought, well, that's my monument. I don't have to have a big tombstone. That's my monument right there. So ever since then, I felt very proud of it.
It's a wonderful place. Mm-hmm. And ongoing.
Mm-hmm. I had a foreign student live with me one semester, and she was from Bolivia. And, no, not Bolivia, she's in Bogota. And, she was getting her master's in child psychology, and she worked in there, and she, well, a case study. And cause she told me, kept telling me to come home and tell me about the Child Development Center and what was going on there. And that Louise Maddox is certainly a wonderful director of it.
She is wonderful.